بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولى سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, after having completed the story of Nabi Ibrahim عليه الصلاة والسلام, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now mentions a few dala'il, a few proofs of his greatness, of his power, of his might. And we find this is found throughout the Quran in different surahs, different chapters, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously mentions these proofs of his greatness. And Mufassirin have explained the reason behind this is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so to say convincing insan, convincing his creation, that I am your creator, I am the being in control, I am the one who is in charge. Therefore, you should submit to me and you should worship me. Do not worship anything else. Do not seek assistance from anybody else. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the first indication or the first sign of His might, of His greatness. Inna Allaha faliqul habbi wan nawa. That verily Allah is that being who causes the seed and similarly the date pit or the date seed to split and to sprout. Faliq means to split, it to open up. And what is meant by this, those who are familiar with farming will know what is known as the process of germination. When a seed is placed into the ground, then as time passes, that seed now begins to take in water and it begins to swell and increase in size. And as time passes, it thereafter begins to split open. So this is known as faliq. Or rather, the person, that being who makes it split open, is faliq. Allah is the one who causes this seed in the ground to split open. And we know thereafter, once it splits, this is now when the root or the stalk now begins to push up. And eventually a plant or a tree or whatever it may be, thereafter comes out of the soil. And this then grows, and then a person has access to different types of fruit, etc. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the being who is doing all of this. And Mufassirin have explained under this particular proof or this particular verse that Allah is merely giving us the starting point, that Allah is the one who causes that seed to split, and He does not then take us through the rest of the process, but as though Allah is giving us a cue and telling us that now you think of the rest of the process. If Allah is the one doing this to the seed, it means Allah is the one who is causing that stalk to then push through the ground. And here also we find many a times the soil or the sand is quite hard. A person cannot just dig with his own hands. He needs some specialized tool or whatever it may be to dig the ground, to plow the earth. Yet this stalk or the shoot, which is soft, manages to push through and come out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes that tree or that plant to grow. And many a times different types of fruit, each one different texture, different color, different taste. So we can imagine this entire system, how intricate, how fine, how delicate the process is. And then when insan begins to think about this, Mufassirin write, that the person eventually will realize that this entire process Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, this is for the benefit of insan. The crops and the fruit and the vegetation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to grow, this is so that the animals can then eat from there, and then insan goes and slaughters that animal and partakes of that animal, and he grows and he becomes stronger and he derives energy from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this entire system for the benefit of insan. Why is this mentioned? So that when a person thinks through this entire process right till the end, he will then realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put this in place for me. It means that I am a very great creation of Allah. And therefore, a great creation has a very great purpose. My purpose is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the entire thought process that Allah takes us through. Thereafter, Allah mentions, يُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. Allah is that being who extracts that which is living from that which is dead. In other words, from a dead drop of fluid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now creates a human being, a child that develops in the womb of the mother. So Allah extracts something which has life from something which does not have life. وَمُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتِ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And then Allah extracts that which has no life, that which is dead, from that which is living. That child now grows up and becomes an adult. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now takes out from that very same child, who is now an adult, that drop of fluid which becomes a means of him having a child. So Allah is the one who creates life from death and death from life. Likewise, Mufassirin give the example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extracts the living from the dead. From an egg, Allah takes out an animal. That animal now has life, whether it be a chicken or whatever else it may be. And then Allah takes out the dead from the living. That same living animal now lays an egg. That egg has no life in it. After mentioning all of this, Allah now says, ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهِ. That being who does all of this is Allah. فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. So how are you being deluded? How are you being turned away? In other words, when you open your eyes and you realize all of this, how is it then possible? This is a rhetorical question. How is it possible for you to turn away from Allah and to worship something else? And this is appealing to the logic of the Quraysh, of the Mushrikeen, particularly, that you are worshipping stone, you are worshipping idols, they cannot even protect themselves, leave alone you. Where are they going to have the ability to create and to engage in these type of things? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is doing all of this. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if these examples are too small for you, then look at something even greater. فَالِقُ الْإِصْبَاحِ. Allah is the one who causes the dawn to break, the dawn to split. In other words, from the darkness of night, Allah now causes the light of day to slowly come about. We do not find that at one point it is night, and thereafter suddenly it is bright. But rather this is a gradual process. Person will go out of the masjid after Fajr Salah, and we'll see the sky becoming brighter gradually. And then as time passes, perhaps it will take half an hour or 45 minutes. Then we will see now the full daylight has now come in. So Allah is Faliq. Allah is the one who splits dawn, who causes dawn to break. وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ حُسْبَانًا. And if somebody has to ask the question, then why could it not just be daylight all the time? Why does the sun have to set? Or why do we have to go through the period of night? So Allah says, وَجَعَلَ اللَّيْلَ سَكَنًا. He has made the night a means of rest. Allah, in His mercy, in His wisdom, has created the night for us. Why? So that we can take rest in the night, and we can then, so to say, recharge for the morning or for the day ahead. And here ulama have explained that how amazing the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that we find the roads are busy, we find there is noise, children are running around playing, people are busy on their calls, in their appointments, deliveries are taking place, there's hustle and bustle taking place, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so to say, just flicks a switch, or presses a button, the sun begins to set, and nightfall dawns. Suddenly we find the roads start to empty, the curtains now are drawn, children go back inside, people come back home, and after a few hours, everything is dead silent. There's no noise anymore, the roads are empty, and a person, so to say, can hear a pin drop. This is Allah's system. The night has been created for rest. وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ حُسْبَانًا. And Allah has created the sun and the moon as a means of calculating time. So these heavenly bodies, Allah has put them at your service. You will use the sun and the moon. By this you will calculate the days, the months, the years, etc. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. Allah says that is the design, that is the layout of that being who is Al-Aziz and Al-Alim. That being who has might, who has power, and who has complete and perfect knowledge. Allah has might, so He is able to do all of this. And Allah has knowledge, He knows what is best for you. He knows what you will require to be comfortable in this world. Once a person now looks into this and understands the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he then thinks deeper and realizes that Allah has put all of this in place for me, whether it be the crops in the ground, the animals, the sun, the moon, night, day. Now a person begins to realize that Allah is my greatest benefactor, and therefore I have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I have to become obedient to Him. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.